wanna be down with the gang.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Tyler this morning here on the show. I am here in the studio doing my job as I always do. Lance, out and about. He still is gallivanting in Indianapolis, just having a big time partying and whatnot, and he joins the show via the wonder of radio. What was yesterday like?
Yesterday was busy for me. They hit me with about... I had about 10 segments of television to do yesterday, so I went over there right after the show. Just went out there, went to makeup room, went over and did show. I saw Amy, I'm forgetting her last name, from used to be with Texans Media Relations.
Palchik.
Yeah, Amy Palchik. Saw her when Doug Peterson from Jacksonville head coach went on the set. I got off the set and Doug came on and Amy came over and said hi. And I said, wow. Look at you. You went right from Texans stuff to Jacksonville stuff. I said, that had to be fun. She goes, it was. She said, she said, I didn't think it was going to be like that. She said, I'm glad Doug Peterson's in place. So life was a little easier for her. I saw the Texans contingency and saw a lot of them. And then, actually, so yesterday what was interesting is we went and had dinner and came back to the hotel, and a lot of people from the network, some people behind the scenes, and people like Colleen Wolf, who's awesome, by the way. They were there having drinks. Cynthia Freeland got in. But, a guy who came over and talked to me, he was getting ready to leave. He walked over, tapped me on the shoulder, was Scott Pioli. And he just said, hey, I just want to, introduce myself. And so – which was really cool. So we were talking a lot, and I got some really good insight from him about, he talked about his time in Cleveland. He talked about his time in New England, because that's what I was really interested in, the New England stuff. And he's the one who hired Nick Caserio in New England. We were talking about that. Josh McDaniels. Do you know the story on Josh McDaniels, how he was hired?
No.
You ever heard it? Josh McDaniels was working working sales for a plastic company. And basically Pioli, his dad had been a coach, and so he hired Josh McDaniels, knew he wanted to get into that kind of stuff, and Pioli liked the personality. He really hired the person, right? He hired the person. He said, you can train people up to coach or to be personnel guys. You gotta have the right personality. That's kind of the way Belichick sees things. And so he hired Josh McDaniels. I don't know if he had ever been a coach. And he hired him. And he started off as a scout for a couple of years and became a coach. Well, now he's, obviously running the Raiders. And he said Nick was doing something at Saginaw Valley State. And he found, Nick as well. He hired Ryan Poles, a new GM for the Chicago Bears. He hired him in Kansas City. But listening to him talk about the way things were going, I can't say some of the conversations are he wants to keep private. But in terms of the stuff I can talk about, it was interesting to hear what the Patriot way is really like, what it really is. And it's what you think. I mean, it's a very tight, closed circle at the top where they're the decision makers and that's it. It's just a very small group. And I'm sure the Texans are operating the exact same way. But, in having some more discussions about Jack Easterby's come up, and not with Pioli. I didn't talk to him about Jack. But I had another conversation yesterday. Jack came up, and I said, what is it about? I said, do you know a lot about Jack Easterby? What is it about Jack that's gotten him into this position? And this person said, basically, he's a very good communicator. They said he's someone who understands what you want to hear, and he understands how to say it. and he's very good at this person's take is he's very good at recognizing certain character traits. And so when I started putting everything together, how Nick was hired, how Josh McDaniels was hired, you know, the influence of Jack Easterby, you can see why Josh McCown was targeted by the Texans. You could see why they'd be okay with it. Here's a guy who doesn't have any coaching experience. Well, either did Josh McDaniels, I guess, whenever he was hired to be a scout. Now, that's not a head coach. It's a very different position. And then Jack is a guy who, you know, they lean on Jack for his ability to read a person and isolate their character and who they are. So I think when you see Nick Caserio's background and you see Jack Easterby's background, it makes more sense how they think. And I'm not condoning this at all. I think it's a very dangerous hiring practice. But it makes sense how they could think, oh yeah, this could work. We'll just get a guy who's never coached before and turn him into a head coach. I think that's why they targeted Josh McCown, is they both think, oh yeah, we can see this. You just got to get the right person. It's not about the coaching experience. I just think that that's what you do for coaching. You know, I think that if you want to throw somebody in personnel and then groom them like Josh McDaniels, that's how you do it. You don't go to the very top rung right off the bat. But so some interesting conversations there. Nick Caserio, you know, I was really interested to see what he would say, if he would have all of his word salad answers. For the most part, he did. I thought there were some intriguing answers as well. We're going to get to some of the sound. Lovie Smith is going to be on the podium today. Yesterday was a day where all those GMs and some of the coaches, they answer extremely honestly, John. It's the weirdest thing that when they get to the combine away from, and this is the same with Rick, it was the same with Gary, when they get away from their local media, all of a sudden they're asked a bunch of questions, a bunch of more pointed questions, and they tend to answer it for the most part more honestly. That's why the Denver Broncos are like, yeah, we're open to anything at quarterback. Joe Shane, for the GM for the Giants. What about Saquon Barkley? We're taking all calls. You want to come trade for any of our guys, let us know. Like they're out there just saying, hey, it's on now. So,
how about Bruce saying, Tom Brady ain't going nowhere. He's going to be here. We're not interested in Tom Brady going to another team.
Oh yeah, no, Bruce ain't gonna let that happen.
No,
and I had a good talk with Bruce briefly until Kevin Colbert came up and very rudely interrupted us.
Damn it, Kevin Colbert, jerk!
That was a guy. Well, you got to remember Bruce worked in Pittsburgh with Colbert, but they came up and I took a picture of it. But they came up and he was talking to Bruce, but BA was. He's got his tan on now. You ought to see. You would be very proud, John. BA is like hella tan. He's got the kind of tan where he got a really bad sunburn that has, and then he got as his base layer, and then on top of it, he kept getting sun, and now it's a dark, dark brown. Like he is.
Good for
he
him. Is, that he means is, he's getting his golf on. I love
he's
that.
Get, I'm pretty sure he's getting his golf or laying on a boat somewhere.
Well, that either way, and I'm sure there's a few cocktails involved. Either way.
Yeah, no, all of those are involved. And what he's not doing is like, you know, I don't think he's grinding on. I was talking about some players like, I don't know those guys yet, baby. I don't know. I was like, yeah, have you seen this kid? I don't know any of these guys. It's a long road, baby. We get these things knocked out when we get them knocked out. It's okay. Am I talking to Dusty Rhodes? The American Dream?
Hey, baby.
Hey, let me tell you something, baby. We're going to make it. We got a lot of time to see all these guys. We're going to see them when the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
Time ain't right now. Bruce trying to get a base tan. Okay.
Is there anything you gleaned from Caserio? I mean, he, you know, it was 35 minutes of just basically the Caserio.
No. I think, you know, here's one about the running backs. Tyler, pull the running back clip. So here's one very specifically. He was talking about a very specific need, and obviously that's running back. And he talked about how he was asked about how to address the running back position for the Texans, which must be addressed. It was a disaster last year. And he was asked, well, how do you go about that? What's your process for looking at running backs? And I thought Nick was pretty honest here.
number of players at that position that are going to be free agents, guys that made contributions for us last year. We were able to re-sign Rex at the end of the year, kind of extend into this season. I'd say Rex's role grew as the year progressed, probably more out of need more than anything else. But that's probably a position that, you know, we'll evaluate as we go. We only have three players under contract currently. Rex is one, Scotty Phillips, and then Darius Anderson, who kind of signed, you know, as a reserve future player there after the season. So that's probably a position that we'll kind of evaluate here, you know, during the offseason, how we build it out. I mean, I think it's, you know, yet to be determined.
See, very honest. He just told you, we're going to evaluate this position.
You think they're going to evaluate that position
this year? Well, I had hoped
because
that
they
would.
In the past.
No, and
they really didn't do any work on that position over the last few years.
No, that's what I'm saying. He told you, yeah, we're going to evaluate it.
This year, we're going to evaluate it. He
should have
said this year as for a change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was an honest assessment where he said, look, you know, we're going to evaluate this. So I was happy that he decided that they were going to evaluate that. So I thought that was more, you know, being honest and giving you a little insight into the way that they're going to look at the running back position. It's going to be evaluated. Now, Deshaun Watson came up, and you knew this would come up nationally, and you knew he would dance around this. Listen to how long. It's no strain from Watson. This gets to our conversation yesterday, John, where people talk about he's just not worth the hassle anymore. It's just such a hassle. I mean, can you imagine all the stuff that we have to deal with on Twitter where other fan bases tweeted us? It's just not worth. It's not worth the hassle. It's a huge hassle. They should just cut him. They should just cut him. This is just too much of a hassle. And Nick was asking, like, "What kind of strain does this take on the relationship? I mean, for the team?" Here's what Nick Caserio. If you're worried about Nick worrying about all this hassle he's getting, not so much worried about it.
I think the only strain is the discussion that you all had about. You guys have probably spent more time on it than we have. I think once the season, you know, started. Our focus going back to last season was kind of on our team and just preparing on a week-to-week basis. So try to control the things that we can control. I'd say our players did an awesome job of focusing week-to-week on just the task in front of them, which is getting ready for the opponent. So we've kind of transitioned into kind of the 2022 season. So we're excited about Lovie, you know, and the staff that he's put in place. So, again, we're going to take it one day at a time, control the things that we can control, and just try to do as good a job as possible starting to put together the team, you know, for next season.
Okay, what's the Deshaun situation like, straining that Lovey's coach? We're going to take it one day at a time, and we're going to move in a different direction. I mean, he was pretty on point from a press conference standpoint.
Right. Well, one of the things that he didn't get to in the press conference, Vanessa asked him afterwards. So we will get to that. It's about the headset and his role, which apparently Lovie has said, nah, he's not going to be on the headset. And we'll hear from Nick Caserio about the headset when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5.
I got a text last night, ding, and it woke me up. It was about 12:47, and there was a scout buddy of mine. He's like, man, you got your girl Vanessa Richardson out here in the streets having drinks. Said, represent, just holding it down for Houston. I'm like, yeah, I'm not in the streets. I gotta get because I don't know what to expect from John tomorrow. It's Fat Tuesday. I have to go to
Good
sleep.
For you.
Like, hey, come to JW Marriott. Have more drinks with this. And from downstairs, I'm like, it was 11 Central. I'm like, this is my cutoff. I don't know what to expect tomorrow. I really have to go.
I gotta go. Well, good for you. I'm here. Yeah. I'm here.
No, I never thought you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, okay.
Never thought you would be here.
Well, and the worst it could be is midnight.
You're here, because
once midnight hits,
Once
midnight hits, drinks are done. That's it. It starts Lent. No more drinks. Yep. So you know that at the because there have been times before where I came straight. So that wasn't the case here. Didn't come straight from the bar. Just so you know, Lance, midnight was it. Bing.
Well, that's why we called you the James Harden of radio, because you have come straight from the bar before.
I have. Oh, that's happened. 713 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll hear from Nick about the headsets next. Right now, though, Lance and I are both talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. We love these people. We love what they do. I've talked about the philosophy of and the ownership and how important it is from the top on down. And this is the same with Aqueduct Plumbing that we've talked about with some of our other people, how important that is, the philosophy that it starts there. And that what starts there is that they're going to come to your home and they're going to do that for free, as opposed to other plumbers that are going to charge you $70 or $80 or $100 just to show up. which is ridiculous. Okay. So whatever your problem is, I had a buddy who had a problem a couple of weeks ago. They were there that day, fixed it that day, and he sprung a leak in one of his pipes, and it's soaking his house. And he's like, "Oh my goodness, John, what a great company that was! They did an unbelievable job."
Yeah, they really do, and it's for the emergencies, no question. But you have needs all the time, and I'll tell you one thing that you might want to do to upgrade your home is get a tankless water heater. They make it very easy, very simple. Installation is quick, and it's something that makes a lot of sense for, to have hot water at all times. That's a really, really big deal. It's a move that me and my family had to make because we have so many people there. And that's something they do as well. Tankless water heaters, not an issue. Like, nothing is an issue for them, and the prices are great. The speed of the service is great, and most importantly, you can trust the company. TheBenchPlumbing.com, TheBenchPlumbing.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Supermarket sushi, really?
No. Wait, Troy, you work here?
I'm never not working. Like Head & Shoulders Scalp Shield technology, up to 100% dandruff protection, even between washes.
Never not working, huh?
Oh, Troy, you're such a good teacher.
Yeah, I know. Never not working. Never not working. Never ever not working.
Are you serious?
Never not working. Dandruff protection that's never not working. Head and shoulders.
Troy, are you drunk after a Fat Tuesday? Never not work. John, never not working.
What is that? What was that from?
Cub fan Timmy, that was the never not working. And he said, that's JG. Just showing up at work, never not working. First of all, that should be me. I'm never not working. But John doesn't get credit for never not working just because he shows up after Fat Tuesday, Cub Fan Tim.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He can't do a commercial that says never not working.
Never not working.
For John.
That's it. That's exactly right. I'm never not working. Except always,
usually.
always working. Vanessa is working, as Lance told you. She's out. She's making contacts afterwards. She's getting inside information because she's out. And when people are having some drinks, they probably will spill more of the beans than they normally would. So yep. Vanessa's out there gathering information
for the show
after ours.
No,
as opposed to
no
Lance,
question.
Who just went to bed worried about me. Okay.
Yeah, I went to bed. I mean, I didn't go to bed early, but the conversations I had, I did try to dig around on, some. I wanted to know what the Texans/Patriots were going to be like. From Scott Pioli, so I got some stuff. But I didn't blow it up. The only time I'm going to go out and have drink. Well, I got TV again today. They didn't tell me anything. They just hit me with somebody goes, "You got makeup at the woman who she's the one who coordinates everything here." She goes, "You got makeup. You got be at makeup at 11:45, a.m. Eastern." And I said, "Well, I don't have for tomorrow." She goes, "Yeah." And I said, "No one's told me I'm doing TV." She goes, "Oh, you are. Just ask McEnroe." I'm like, "Who's McEnroe? I don't even know who this person is. How can I ask a McEnroe? I don't know." All of a sudden at dinner, I get an email. "Hey, bud, it's me, McEnroe. I plan on using you lots of segments tomorrow. Sleep tight." Okay, McEnroe. I guess I'm on TV tomorrow. So,
are you doing more TV today?
Yeah, I got to do more today, and then I do it. I do the show with not Inside the League, but what is it with Dan Hansis and Greg Rosenthal? Their show.
No, I don't know that
for NFL Network, and then I got to do my athletic podcast today, and then Combine today. Previews start tomorrow, so tomorrow is going to be a late. Now I'm not working Friday. I'll be up way late. So the Combine is. It starts at 4, right? Our coverage starts at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. But that they stack it every year so that the quarterbacks come on in prime time. So quarterbacks will come on around 7 Central, I think. So you're going to see the quarterbacks. But, man, people are trying so hard to make this a quarterback draft.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying so hard, and it's just not. Like, it's not like a typical quarterback draft. Ain't nobody going in the top 3. So – but the TV people just
– that's all they want to talk about.
What do you think about Pickett? Is there something we can talk about with Pickett? Yeah. That he's got baby hands. He fumbled 30 times in his career. We can talk about 30 fumbles, 12 lost if you want. We can get
30 fumbles, 12 lost. That's not a bad ratio.
30 fumbles isn't good.
No.
What if the ball bounced the other way and it turned into 18 fumbles lost?
Was Dave Craig any good with his baby hands? Yes.
What's he known for? Baby hands.
Baby
just
hands
called it.
And fumbles.
Hey, yeah. What did you think about Dave Craig's career? The first thing that comes up with, he had some tiny hands.
Little baby hands.
Little baby hands.
We mentioned before the break, Nick Caserio, after his press conference yesterday. Now, you may have heard all the press conference. You may not have. We'll talk about their cap situation in a minute. But afterwards, Vanessa asked Nick Caserio about the headset deal and what's going on. And here's Nick Caserio talking about whether or not he's going to be on the headsets this year.
There are conversations about, okay, are you going to be on the headset? More involved with Lovie, less involved with Lovie than you were with David. And maybe it's much ado about nothing. But,
probably, but
what is, right, as many, but what's your stance on that and what's the game management going
to
be?
Yeah, I think I'm always open to doing whatever is best for the team. I think my background is probably unique relative to some players in my position, you know, just my role. And I think some of the things actually go on in the headsets, a lot of it is just hearing the flow of the game. It's not making a recommendation, call this play, do this on defense, do, you know, sometimes it's, all right, as simple as every team, which I think every team has somebody, all right, challenges, how do you want to handle challenges with throwing the flag, so that your coordinators aren't worrying about that. So in terms of the actual flow of what happens on a game day basis, probably a long way for that, but I'm open to doing whatever is best for the team. However I can be of assistance, if I can be a resource to whomever, then I'm open to doing that.
So basically, there was no answer there. No. Is he going to be on the headsets? Is he not going to be on the headsets? Apparently, Lovie,
apparently not.
Apparently not. Lovie headset. And Lovie is going to that question might be asked of Lovie today. You know, what about the headset situation? Is there a situation? And the answer is no. The answer is no. There's not a situation. Here's the deal: go ask every GM today if they're on the headsets during the game, Lance. Go ask every GM out there. Or head coach, hey, is your GM on the headsets with you? How's that working out? And the answer would probably be zero.
I can't imagine anyone's in the. I have heard that there's a couple of GMs.
I think
who,
in New Orleans, Mickey Loomis used to. Or
Mickey was
on the headset.
You have to be in one of the designated booths. Like, you can't have a suite or anything. You got to be in a football booth. You got to be sitting up there. And that's not really a thing. That's not really a thing.
No.
So I think it will go away. It's going to go away with Lovie Smith. Lovie's not going to be into it, and we'll see. So Vanessa got that. I'm going to try to get with Lovie today. I'm supposed to be on a TV set going on sometime before. Lovie's going to be there at 3 o'clock, I think, doing something. I'll try to catch him afterwards. But he is such a highly regarded man and coach. There's a lot of respect for Lovie over here. And I mean, I already knew that, but it starts with the fact that people just like him as a man. They like the fact that he's considered a really good leader. He's a quiet guy. He's more like... So what the Texans liked about David Culley, well, this is a guy who has some of the same characteristics where he is upbeat, but Lovie's just very professional. He has a way of doing things. He doesn't like craziness and loud, you know, just people yelling and screaming to be yelling and screaming. That's not what he's about. And I think that's probably good for rebuilding and rebranding the team. You've got to have somebody who is a steady, I don't know how long Lovie's going to last, but you need to have somebody who's a very steady presence in the building. I think that's a good thing. Now, Nick Caserio talked about Lovie Smith versus Brian Flores. And one of the questions that I got a couple days ago was, hey, did they not hire Brian Flores because of the lawsuit? Was he ever a real candidate? And the honest answer is I have no idea. Like, I don't know if Brian was ever a real candidate. I don't know if they were going to hire him. I really don't know. I do know that he's fairly similar. Depending on who you talk to, he's known as being, you know, having some similar traits to Bill O'Brien. And I don't know that they wanted that in that building. But Nick Caserio yesterday was asked about going with Lovie Smith over Brian Flores. One guy got interviewed, one guy didn't. So that seemed kind of weird. But here's Caserio addressing that.
Personally speaking, I have a lot of respect and admiration for Brian. I think he's one of the better coaches in our league. We had a lot of time together there in New England. Ultimately, as we went through kind of the hiring process and hiring cycle, like my responsibility to the organization and to ownership
you know, was to make the decision I felt was in our best interest. So, you know, Brian was certainly a part of that process. Brian's a great coach. I know he'll do a lot of good things, you know, with the Steelers, I'm sure. And he'll be in this league for a long time. But ultimately, in the end, we just felt that Lovie made the most sense for our team and situation at that time.
And, Nick, as a follow-up, what did you think about when you didn't hire him and y'all caught that lawsuit?
You know, once again, that was, you know, that's not one for me to address. I was, you know, the things happen in this league, and we just had to do what was best for us and move forward with that. I mean, in case people forgot, the Texans decided not to hire him, so Brian Flores said, you know what? You just caught the lawsuit, too. And he added them to the lawsuit.
Well, yeah.
That's not a scary thing at all, to just know that, hey, we can't even talk to this guy or we're going to get put in a lawsuit.
Yeah, except the Texans have had three consecutive black head coaches. So,
okay. Lawsuit.
So, if I'm Casario, I say, suck it, Brian Flores. Okay? Go ahead.
With all due respect,
you can suck it, Brian Flores.
But you might need to suck it as moving forward and putting us into, because we hired, and Josh McCown, you know, was that's why we stayed away from Josh.
728 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, this feigned outrage at baseball is really, it's stopped.
Well, but we do need to get to it because baseball. People are really getting mad at baseball, I noticed yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and you know what? And then everybody's going to go, the season's too long. I wish it was only 140. Okay, you got it's okay.
That's true. Okay. That's true.
All right, we'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, you got to talk about your patio.
Yeah, so it's time to talk about a company that does an amazing job with, you know, with building a dream for you. And that's what it is, the outdoor patio. You may think I'm overselling it, but that means you haven't gone to the website and actually checked them out for yourself. If you go to the website and really dig into it at TexasCustomPatios.com, you'll see houses that maybe you have a big, beautiful house. You'll see what they can do to add to your house. Maybe you have something smaller, a little more simple like I do. You won't believe what they can build on your home. They build it onto the existing structure in most cases, unless you want it built apart or unless they can't. But when they do that, it really upgrades your home like never before. So, yeah, it has more value. You get your dollar-for-dollar value back. That's one of the rare things, is you won't get that in a pool, but you will get it in an outdoor living space. So make sure that you look at some of the work that they've done, the before and afters, and then envision what your home could look like, and they can make it a reality for you. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. No baseball for the first week at least, and it kind of sucks. No Phillies and no Yankees here. How about that? The first week of the season, you had two of your best series that you're going to have all year long.
Now it's a problem.
Well, it's
all of a sudden you got a problem with.
Well,
this
no. The only problem that I got, I don't give a rat's ass about. I really, everybody's going to miss those six games. Stop already with your feigned. But the thing is, why couldn't it be the Marlins and Toronto? Why did it have to be Philly and the Yankees? That sucks. That kind of sucks. The Astros got screwed on this deal. They got two homestands where they would be, you know, two of the best one of the best homestands of the year.
Astro fans got screwed on this.
Astro fans got screwed. That's right. As far as, you know, losing six games, who cares? Are you really? 156 games. Now we're not going to just. And this whole thing about,
which could have been the Marlins and the Rays.
Well, I don't understand.
The Royals and the Marlins. I wish we opened like that.
Well, you know what? Before, if it was just four teams in the playoffs, or just the division winners and one wild card. Now every game counts. When in baseball has every game counted? I understand you come down to the last days, and oh my gosh, it's huge. Every game.
Well, they do all count. That's the.
No,
I mean, of
how
course,
many
everything
games
can,
you do throw away in the ninth inning.
Yeah, and then you look back in a tight race. You go, oh my god, if they
and you know
just
what you do, you go, okay, well we got to win this week. We got to win because it's the last week of the season. You know what? It happens. Every team throws away games. Every team wins games they shouldn't have won. Over 162 games. That crap.
Which ones don't count? Which ones don't count?
There are a lot of games that don't count. The Astros have kicked ass in the division for how long? Not every game counted.
Yes, they all count when it's a close game, when it's a close race.
Well, but how many times
is it? Positioning or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. But how many? I mean, the Astros haven't had close races.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't say every game counts. I get what you're saying. As long as everyone.
But everybody
have the
throws
same
away
amount of
games. Everybody does.
Well, what you're worried about the Astros not having these home stands, which you know.
No, I just wanted to see Bryce Harper. I wanted to see.
That's what I'm saying.
The
Guess
Yankees.
What? Guess what? You avoid tougher teams too. So, bing.
Well, there is that. Yeah. Hey, those were two tough series.
I'm looking at it. Hey, you know what? I mean, granted, they're at home as opposed to road, but
yeah. But
too bad, so sad.
Well, yeah. But if we didn't have the Yankees last year, right before the All-Star, remember that series? Holy crap, was that huge. It was awesome. It sent you into that All-Star break on an awesome, awesome note.
Well, with one game, you actually lost the series.
No, right, but that one game seemed like it turned everything. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. You don't have that Yankee this year. That sucks. That kind of sucks. That's the only thing that, you know, 156 versus 162 games.
Well, they cancel two. So, basically, they give themselves they're going to meet again tomorrow. They give themselves, like, 6 or 7 days to get something done. And if they don't get something done, the next set of games get canceled.
Yeah.
So, there's going to be, for people who thought, there's no chance. They're not going to get anything. They've already lost games. And I'm telling you now, if they couldn't come to an agreement after staying up until 4 in the morning the night before, I don't know that – I think this one – I don't think you're going to end up losing more than 12 games, but I wouldn't shock me to see this one go down to about 150.
Yeah.
I think you'll, which is not certainly not the end of the world, but at the same time, kind of sucks for us because our team's good.
Yeah. No. Well,
I'm tired of watching. You know, we got some bad teams that we've watched. Some teams, the Rockets lose again yesterday, 113 to 100, and you know, that's a team stuck on 15 wins. They're not going to get to 20 wins this year. The Houston Texans had 4 wins. I'd kind of like to see my baseball team.
Yeah, no kidding. And boy, big, nice series, too. Now, so they didn't get a deal done. Rob Manfred met the media yesterday. And I'm going to tell Rob Manfred says, don't you dare blame Rob Manfred.
The difficult thing about this, if it was solely within my ability or the ability of the clubs to get an agreement, we'd have an agreement. The tough thing about this process is it takes both parties to make an agreement. I'm really disappointed that we didn't make an agreement, and I'm really committed to doing everything possible to get one.
Are you though?
Yeah, but what it sounds like he's saying, and you don't think this is possible, is that they thought they had a good faith deal, like they maybe got close, and then the players said, nah, because the players rejected the deal.
The players rejected a deal that they feel like the owners didn't really try. I mean, the owners didn't come up enough on the arbitration, pre-arbitration money.
What about the players? I didn't hear. What did the players give in on? I heard about what the owners gave in on. What did the players give in on?
Here's what the players said. Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball owners have canceled the start of the season. Players and fans around the world who love baseball are disgusted but sadly not surprised. From the beginning of these negotiations, players' objectives have been consistent: to promote competition, provide fair compensation for young players, and to uphold the integrity of our market system.
Against the
backdrop of growing revenues and record profits, we are seeking nothing more than a fair agreement. What Rob Manfred characterized as a defensive lockout is, in fact, a culmination of decades-long attempt by owners to break our player fraternity. As in the past, this effort will fail. We are united and committed to negotiating a fair deal that will improve the sport for players, fans, and everyone who loves our game. It's not the players, Lance. This is all squarely.
Did you hear? Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear what they're doing? They're improving the game for the fans.
For the fans.
Did you hear the last
sentence? All that matters is the fans.
This deal that they're trying to get done, they're trying to make it better for all of us.
For the fans.
Thank you. Okay, I take it back. I know that the players, because they're out here trying to do things that are going to – like, which one of the deals that you've heard about, the playoffs, okay, you got that. In terms of the sticking points, the amount in the arbitration that they get paid sooner, How about the one where there is a bigger pool of money? They want it to go to like, what is it, $114 million, and the league is like $4 million. Which of those are like, do you think the fans are going to say, this is, baseball has never been, thank you. Thank you, players, for making our sport better. Now that we know that there's a larger percentage of pool money for you to share, I feel like that has made your sport much better for me. I didn't see one thing in that entire agreement where I thought, oh, this is a fan initiative. This is nice. Look what the players are offering to do. This is going to make the sport amazing for fans. I didn't see one thing. I saw two groups fighting about. The players said, we want to get more money and we want to get it sooner. That's what I saw. You know what I saw the owners do? We want to get more money too. We want to add more playoff teams, and we want to keep minimum salary relatively close to where it is, and we don't want to go too crazy with arbitration. I didn't see anything that involves me or you,
yes,
or
it was
Lil
about
Ricky,
the fans,
or Ray Ray,
making
or Johnny,
this a better game,
or,
okay,
or PD,
for the fans,
or Freaky Deaky. None of us. I didn't see anything for fans in there.
Yeah.
I saw everything for how much of the bag do I get? When do I get it? You don't need to worry about that. Give it to me. How about some more games? How about a bigger bag? Where do I put the bag? The bag goes here. I didn't see anything with like, you know what? This sport has never been stronger. This is a huge fan initiative. I'm glad they're fighting for us, the fans. Thank you, players.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's nothing in there was for us.
All about the fans. That's all. Does Manfred give you a Putin vibe at all?
No, Rob. Putin is a guy who rode bare-chested on a horse at one point and is threatening people. If anything jumps off, if anything jumps off, this is what he says. Get the nukes ready. Get nukes fired up.
Oh.
Like, and they're like, hey, Vladimir, we don't have to do all this stuff.
Putin had a big PR day yesterday.
Oh, I got fooled by a Vladimir Putin thing that it said it had a picture of Biden on the left, Putin on the right. U.S. said the troops are going to do this or that, and Vladimir, the nukes, and this could be the beginning of, and click on it, and what is it? There he is, sitting on a bed.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No.
I didn't
wood?
Think.
You got wooded?
Yes, I got wooded. I'm laying in bed. I click it, and all of a sudden, I got wood laying in bed with me. It's the worst. I didn't come to the combine for this crap.
Who got you with wood? That's terrible.
Just a friend who I didn't. That was the whole thing. It's the text string, and yeah. This is so dumb. The text string where his wife is the one who always tricks. This time it was the guy who sent it. He doesn't usually participate. He sent something. And I'm like, oh, crap. And then she's like, and I said, WTF. I said, I got wood now. I don't have wood. But you know what I'm talking about. This guy's sitting in bed.
Got wood?
This guy's sitting on my phone. I'm in bed. I got fooled. And she goes, yeah, I had him send it because you wouldn't expect it. Because for me, you'd expect it. I was like, wow, you really went out of your way to trick me to open this picture.
Well, you got wood. That's for sure.
Oh,
while you're in bed. That's unfortunate.
So
your wording, Lance, matters.
John 5. Use promo code John 5.
All right, 7:42 ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I want to get to when we come back. I want to get to some of the other general managers. Our general manager didn't say anything. Look, let's just be honest. Our team is extremely boring. We don't really have exciting players. There's not anything exciting going on. The most excitement is a deposition for the quarterback. Nick Caserio won't give real answers. We'll have some more of his kind of pseudo answers. But I want to look at some of the things that other general managers said around the league because there were some stories that come out of yesterday, including the Packers. Like, don't appear anyone cares about Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody wants.
Y'all act like there's a bunch of trades for Aaron Rodgers. Ain't nobody calling us.
Who's calling us? Nobody wants that guy. Why would you want him? 7:42 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. The Kings are on the air.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Not at all, Tommy. Not at all. Not a single person.
What was that, Tyler?
That was Brian Gutekunst. Was somebody asking, has anyone tried to approach you about trading Aaron Rodgers? She goes, not at all. Not one single person.
I thought it was going to be a longer answer.
No. I did too.
But the, you can't really understand the question in the cut, so I tried cutting that off, and it didn't turn out that well.
It was awkward. Yeah. It was an awkward return. So that was Brian Gutekunst. Now, do you think he was being serious? No one's interested in Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know.
And that was the story. The headline is Gutekunst says no one has contacted him about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't. That sounded like he was almost joking.
Not a single person. Yeah. Rodgers has not informed the Packers of his. So I don't really actually.
So Mike
know
Tannenbaum,
that's true.
Marcus Spears and Mike Tannenbaum, they do an ESPN thing where they shout it back and forth at each other, which is what ESPN does now. Mike Tannenbaum said that Aaron Rodgers is being incredibly selfish here. You've got other guys, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. You've got guys, Randall Cobb has $9.6 million that's non-guaranteed money that they've got to decide on. I'll make the decision for you. Don't pick that up. How's that for a decision on Randall Cobb? They've got the league year starts March 16th. They got to make some decisions on players. They got to know what their cap space is going to be like. There's been talk about $50 million for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, which might be, I don't know if it's off. I don't know if this whole thing has actually been about money for Aaron Rodgers. I would imagine that there has been some, he feels maybe he's been disrespected, that he wants to have some say in what's going on. Okay, whatever. At least open up the communication lines. I mean, listening to Keyshawn and the guy, and Keyshawn's like, you got to have communication with your stars. I get that. Guys want to have a bigger role in this, and especially with an Aaron Rodgers, a two-time back-to-back MVP guy. Hey, I feel like what I say might matter around here. So I get that. I get that. And, you know, he's going to have a little diva in him. Of course he is. He is the organization. He's the franchise. Now, maybe this whole thing has been about money. Maybe he wants $50 million. And if he wants $50 million, do you know what they're going to have to do? Pay him $50 million. And you know what? Now, all of a sudden, you got some real, real problems and some real stuff that you got to deal with cap-wise if you're Gutekunst.
Yeah, he's got a tough, you know, just hanging on to your guys. It's, you ever imagine it's like this. You got your house just the way you want it. You got your TV here. You bought your TV. You got your washer and your dryer. You got your bed the way you like it and all the amenities of your home. And then imagine if you got it just the way you like it and it's really good. And then all of a sudden somebody said, hey, you need to pay twice as much for that TV. But I bought this TV. No, you just rented it. You need to give us twice as much money to keep your TV. That would suck. You can't in football, basketball, baseball, you can't keep your house the way you like it. And that's just – I mean, that's the nature of the business. Players get raises and players get cut who don't perform. That's how it works. But it's difficult at times when you build something you really like because once those contracts come due – it's impossible to keep it where you want. And for Gutekunst, as you mentioned, he's going to have to really be creative to keep both Adams and Aaron Rodgers happy. If Aaron Rodgers wants to stay, if he wants to do a longer-term deal, we don't even know. I think Aaron Rodgers would like to leave and just experience life somewhere else before his career is over. And I don't blame Gutekunst. I mean, why would you give up the MVP? Two-time, he's back-to-back MVP. Whoever does that, it doesn't make football sense when you have a team that is a good football team. Even if you can't get over the hump, it's better than getting rid of that guy. And then all of a sudden, who knows how long a quarterback purgatory you're in? Who knows? But I do know you're not in one right now. So I don't blame him for fighting for as long as he can. But Washington wants to, they're going to do everything they can to get a franchise quarterback. Who? Who's this franchise quarterback? Listen to Chris Ballard here. Chris Ballard talked about Colts GM talked about Carson Wentz. And one thing that Ballard is in his you can pull up any soundbite. He gives you answers, and he's really, really honest. And this one is not a surprise to me because I heard it in the middle of the year. But he was asked about the criticism of Carson Wentz.
I'll tell you, I visited with Carson today in my office for an hour. It was good. It was really good. I think learning to handle the criticism, I think what you always have to ask yourself, and I always ask it with the criticism I get, which is, you know, some of it's deserved, but I always ask, is the criticism fair? Is it fair? I'll take it in if it's fair. If it's not fair, then what am I doing? I'm not wasting my headspace on that. But if the criticism's fair, then we got to be able to look internally and accept that and grow from it. And look, I'm not saying all of your, most of it's pretty fair. And it'd be interesting to see how he grows from this. I think he will.
Yeah, I mean, well, and then Frank Reich was, you know, gave glowing reviews of, you know what? Listen, what options do they really have? With this free agent, these quarterbacks that are free agent, Jameis Winston is the best free agent quarterback out there this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What about Fitzpatrick?
Oh,
No, honestly, Fitzy's better than what Jameis.
He's better, but he doesn't make the playoffs ever. What? Ever.
No, but Jameis is terrible. Let's
no, Jameis is terrible. What about Trubisky?
There's no good. Thank you. This is what we're getting to, where they're like, yesterday Sean McDonough was asked about, what do you think about the what do you think about Mitch Trubisky? Oh, he's going to be a starter somewhere. We're not going to be able to keep him. That's where they are. That's where we are. Is right now. Here's your options. You got Jimmy G trade. He's got 16 weeks. He's going to have to be out with just had shoulder surgery, so he's going to be out for 4 months. So he's one guy. Maybe Carson Wentz is going to be available if the Colts cut him. You got Mitchell Trubisky, second pick of the draft washout, who was a backup in Buffalo, and now you're hoping he's a reclamation project. You got Jameis Winston, who's also, by the way, coming off of an injury. Who else am I missing? Who are some of the other, you know, who are the other top candidates to be quarterback? You got Russell Wilson, who it doesn't look like Seattle's going to trade him. You got Aaron Rodgers, who I don't think the Packers are going to be willing to trade him. You got a quarterback with 22 lawsuits pending and maybe criminal charges. You got Teddy Bridgewater and an elite quarterback class.
Marcus Mariota, Tyrod Taylor. You want some Tyrod Taylor?
It just, they don't exist. The answers do not exist in 2022.
Well, to
there's
me,
no
the best is Bridgewater of this group. I mean,
really?
And maybe Trubisky.
Really?
I mean, yeah. No, that's how poor it is.
Oh.
That's how poor it is. So what actually can Ballard do? If you want to know the truth,
he can't. That's my whole. This is my point. Chris Ballard is in the most unenviable position because if he keeps reaching, so he took a swing, and I didn't blame him. I thought it was a good move at the time. You took a swing with Carson Wentz. You reunited him with Frank Reich. If you know Wentz isn't the guy, what do? Trade for Jimmy Garoppolo? Nothing's going to change. You're not going to be any better with Jimmy Garoppolo. Not realistically. If you're honest with yourself, nothing's really going to change with Jimmy Garoppolo. You need Jimmy Garoppolo in an off, unless you get somebody to run the offense that San Francisco runs and you've got your own Debo Samuel. It's hard. It's going to be hard for Jimmy Garoppolo to win as a win because of quarterback. You have to win with him, and you have to have everything around him. What else are you going to do? You're going to draft a quarterback in the first round? Oh, well, that's right. You don't have a first-round pick because Wentz got you twice. He got you last year, and then he got you because that second-rounder became a first-rounder. You want to go try to make a trade with somebody? Try to trade for Rodgers, see what happens. He'll retire before he plays in Indianapolis. I guarantee you that. He doesn't want to live in Indy. There's no way that he's going to want to go from Green Bay to Indianapolis. This is not going to happen. I don't think Russell Wilson and Sierra are going to want to live in Indianapolis. I think that's a problem that you run into. The Texans aren't going to trade Deshaun Watson in the division. That's not happening. The Colts don't have an answer. There are no answers.
They're ready
to win right now.
There's
no quarterbacks in the draft. Like, there's not an answer. They got screwed by, and it's not his fault, but I mean, Andrew Luck shutting it down, and they said he is extremely happy in his life. And I did see a picture of him. You mentioned it before.
He's skinny.
He's like 195 now.
Yeah.
He's like maybe 205. He is thin. He ain't coming back. Andrew Luck's not coming back, so there are no answers.
He don't need it either. By the way, Oliver Luck's lawsuit, apparently it's coming to a head against
Vince?
Against Vince McMahon, yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. I mean, there's $20 million at stake here. Okay.
It's Oliver Lux and not – wait. Yeah, Oliver Lux. Yeah. $20 million, was he? Or was that the full
– Yeah.
Was he getting paid that much?
Yeah, he was getting paid that much. I mean, well, it was a 3 or 4 year deal, and he just – you know, whatever. Apparently he thinks it was guaranteed. It's going to be interesting to see. Of course, I'm not worried about Vince's money. Vince is probably doing okay. Probably all right.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
And Oliver's fine too. But I want to see Oliver crush him. Just destroy. That's my guy. 713-780-3776, the number, if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want some insurance, though, Lance is the man for you.
Yeah, TGS Insurance. It's not me so much as I just tell you to, you know, I just tell you to text the word money to 232323. It's the fastest way to shop for homeowners insurance. And even if you have homeowners insurance right now and you've still got 3 or 4 months left, do you know that you can cancel today and they will send you a prorated checkout for the amount of money that you already spent? If you pay month by month, you don't have to worry about it. But there's no reason for you to pay too much. You need a competitive rate. Now, you don't want to sacrifice the level of your insurance. So TGS Insurance will make sure that you get A-rated insurance. That's all they deal with. But the great thing is you get the great coverage you need, but you get it with affordable, competitive rates. And they shop through a variety of suitors who want your business. They have an algorithm where they can do it very quickly just through your address. So make sure that you text the word money to 232323 and find out what you could be paying right now for homeowners insurance. Compare it against what you are. And if you want to make the switch, they can get it done today, just like that. Text the word money to 232323 and get a firm quote back within 15 seconds from tgsinsurance.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!